From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's TJ Leverett.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Today is Wednesday, May 6, 2026, in downtown Rochester, 34. Additional charges have been filed against a Rochester man accused of repeatedly sexually assaulting a woman while she was unconscious or significantly impaired by intoxication. The new criminal complaint against 51-year-old Robert John Dunham says officers learned of a relationship between him and a teenage girl after seizing his phone during an investigation into the other case. Officers spoke with the victim and learned that he gave her money in exchange for sex for a period of 3 years, starting when the victim was 15. It's also alleged that Dunham paid the victim for allowing him to take mostly sexually explicit photos of her. The complaint says investigators found 3 sexually explicit videos on Dunham's phone of him and the victim during an extraction of the device. The court document says the videos were filmed at Dunham's Rochester home. The state of Minnesota has paid more than $67 million in child care assistance to 9 daycare providers that were searched last week by federal agents. That's according to state data, which shows the funding was distributed over roughly 8 years through the Child Care Assistance Program, which helps low-income families cover child care costs. Authorities have not announced any changes, and it's unclear whether any of the payments were improperly obtained. Officials say the investigation is ongoing. No further details have been released. And the Rochester City Council unanimously approved granting nearly $1.4 million in tax increment financing for an affordable apartment project. The proposed common at Bear Creek calls for construction of a 6-story, 149-unit apartment building on the south side of 4th Street Southeast, just east of the bridge over Bear Creek. The $61 million building is set to feature apartments limited to those making up to 70% of the area's median income and is slated to be completed by next year. For more news, download and check out the free KROC News app or visit KROCnews.com. Time now for the weather report.